96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I have an amazing show lined up today, and this has been one that I've been getting messages about. So let me give out the text line early. 242-422-4796. You are listening to Beyond the Rock. I'm your host, Dazzy, and tonight, don't I have a show for you? So this show, this conversation actually started in 2019. So if you used to listen to Trend Watch back in the day, that used to come on Saturdays, this is when this conversation actually started. So once I started Beyond the Rock and we started talking about, you know, getting money from Beyond the Rock, that is a concern that a lot of Bahamian entrepreneurs have. And I know they're all tuned in and listening tonight. Please go ahead and send me your questions. I'm going to read the ones that you've sent during the week. So go ahead and text 242-422-4796. That's 242-422-4796. Please don't message me on Facebook. I cannot get to all of those messages tonight. But tonight, I have a special guest in the studio, and we're going to get right into the conversation because we have a lot of ground to cover. And I want you to go ahead and send in all the questions that you have, because once you hear what we're actually talking about, I know it's going to be of a lot of interest. So I see some text actually already coming in. Thank you so much. 242-422-4796. So this is someone doing a check-in. So let me introduce my guest, and then I'm going to read two of these texts, right? So tonight we have in studio Sebastian Curry. And he, again, if you used to listen to Trendwatch, you would remember this conversation. A lot of you go ahead and follow him on social media now to see what's, you know, what's up and the things that he's doing. So Sebastian, say hi to the people and welcome back.
Hi, Dazzy. Thank you for having me.
Just put that microphone just a little closer. Yeah, no, it's great to have you back here. So tonight we're talking about payment solutions. We're talking about e-commerce. We're talking about a lot of things that plague Bahamian entrepreneurs that want to connect globally, right? And you have the solutions. So if anyone who has done any work or consulting with me in the past, since 2019, whenever they bring up any sort of payment hesitation, any sort of problem, I say, oh, I know the perfect person, right? Go ahead and reach out to Sebastian. So let me just read a couple of your texts. So it says, hi, Dazzy. I'm going to send my question again in case you don't remember to read it. So, Texter, I do have your question noted, and we are definitely going to get to this. This is a question about the payment integration for Wix, Weebly, and WordPress. So we are definitely going to get to that. So, Sebastian, let's just get started. Let's get right into the conversation. First of all, let us know, I mean, you're at this point now, but where did it all start?
Well, Dazzy, it really started at a young age. At the age of 15, my adopted mother had a computer store in the back of Miami International Airport.
Oh, wow.
That had inspired me to get into computers. And since then, I was intrigued, and I ventured into the IT world. And with that being said, I noticed that there is great demand in technology because technology is always evolving. And I really started into the e-commerce and payment side in 1998. Yes, 1998.
You should see me trying to calculate now. So Sebastian was this old in...
Yeah, that was...
1998, okay.
Yes, 1998. Wow. I think that will be 26 years.
Yes.
I'm not too sure. But yeah, 1998, I started in the U.S. with e-commerce and ACH payments. And then I took this technology and knowledge to the Bahamas at home. And I found there were a lot of challenges for Bahamians accepting credit card payments right. and being able to actually do business easily online. And there were a lot of bureaucracy with that and a lot of challenges with that. And it was very expensive at the time.
So, now, when you say expensive, if we could just go down memory lane a little bit, could you quantify that? Expensive how?
Well,
if you were a store owner and you wanted to run credit card payments.
Well, during that time, I guess in the early 2000s, you were fine if you want to accept payments online. You would be looking at probably $7,000 to $8,000.
To set up?
To set up.
Wow. So my earliest memory of our incompatibility in terms of banking in this region is my older brother. He lives in L.A. He came over one Christmas. I was in, I guess, maybe grade 8. And he had this beautiful credit card, right? And he gave it to me and he was like, hey, you could go ahead and use this while I'm here. Buy whatever you want. So that did not work, right? And I remember him just being so surprised. My brother's an accountant, right? So he's in the finances and he's in the financial industry. But I just remember him being so shocked that his card, they were saying it was too advanced, I guess, at the time for a lot of the systems that we had. He had difficulty using it with the ATM. You know, it was just so much red tape. So that would have been around that same kind of time. Right. I guess when things were unfolding, but I remember him just being completely blown away by just how incompatible it was.
Yeah, I mean, for the Bahamas, it has been a journey, especially when you consider global cross-border payments.
Right.
Being able to conduct commerce effectively and being able to do the exchange. Now, I guess during the time of the later part of 2000, we was able to adapt to some of those changes and be able to accept the credit card payment, moving from that manual process.
Right.
And at that time, I continued to push the e-commerce here in the Bahamas and try to empower small business and individuals. And what we did is we continued with the e-commerce as well as in conjunction with the SendCash platform. That was one of the first aspect of it, SAG and SendCash, being able to provide a wallet system, especially in the archipelago of the Bahamas, where there are no banks physically located. You know, and what we did was we inspire a lot of individuals to accept a wallet system as well as an online platform. And it has been working ever since. And since then, we have expanded with the integration with Scotiabank, RBC, Bank of Bahamas, CIBC, Fidelity, Bank of America, and numerous banks globally. We recently did a few events with Scotiabank with regard to their payment processing.
I did see that. Congratulations on that.
All right, thank you. So wherever Scotiabank is globally, whether it be in Bermuda, Bahamas, Jamaica, Turks and Caicos, SAG will be able to facilitate e-commerce through our platform and ties directly into Scotiabank.
So here's a question I have. When we're talking now, because I want our listeners to really get a full grasp of what we're talking about. So a lot of our listening audience is actually international. So when you said, you know, some of the family islands that actually don't have banking facilities, someone already just pinged and said, what does that mean, right? So basically what that means is, you know, the Bahamas is an archipelago. You know, New Providence or Nassau is the capital. There are other islands that are inhabited that have Bahamians that live there where there's no banks or there's limited banking. They may have an ATM. I won't call the name of the company, but a certain one is always down. And I see the people commenting. And so what has happened is a lot of the family islanders have actually been forced to use the numbers or the gaming system as banking, right? Where people would request payments being posted back and forth, which brought its own set of challenges. So basically, that's what it means. So what you're talking about is tying in everyone so that they're not left out of the economy no matter where they are.
Exactly. So, for example, let's say somewhere in Inagua where there's no bank present.
Look where you want, Inagua. That's the most remote. Go ahead.
Far-fetched, right? But
go ahead. That's the best example. Go ahead.
Right. So they have a, let's say they have a hotel and resort. And you have someone in England or the U.S. seeking just to have a small bed and breakfast type of experience. However, they don't have the facility to accept payments. But with SAG and the SunCash, we have a SunCash ATM that's currently about to be deployed in that island. So with that being said, we will provide, SAG will provide a website that will actually integrate with the SunCash to tie into that merchant account in Inagua. So the person in England can actually purchase their bed and breakfast and accept payments and go to that ATM on Inagua and withdraw the cash.
This is a big thing. So you're on Inagua. You have an ATM setup. You have your ATM card. You're accepting payments from around the world. You go to the ATM and you can take the money off.
That's correct.
Of what you're getting.
That's correct.
So if you're listening and you have struggled with Stripe and PayPal and Payoneer, this is definitely a show you want to be tuned into because we're going to do a deep dive tonight. If you want to go ahead and text, I see some of your questions coming in. 422-472-4796. So where else are these ATMs going to be? And I love the fact that you're moving now into hardware because I have seen the evolution of this platform, right? You started off, you know, online, software. Now it's moving into hardware. So where are these going to be located?
Well, they're going to be located throughout the entire Farmy Island. We started in Andres, we have in Elutra, Exuma, and we're looking to work ourselves down on the further Farmy Islands.
Okay. All right. That's good stuff. So I have a couple questions here. I'm going to go ahead and read the first one. So this one came in, and this question actually came in during my show last week when I made the teaser that you were coming, partly to make sure that you would fully commit and show up, right? So I went ahead and I kind of put that out there. So this question is, so this is a Bahamian entrepreneur. He has a e-commerce platform, right? So he's saying that in the question, he said that he's having trouble with Stripe. They just shut down his account. So what he wants to know is how quickly can your solution integrate with his current site? It's being hosted on WordPress.
Yeah.
So, and WooCommerce is, I guess, his plugin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With SAG plugin, we have facilitated a quick solution. It's very seamless with WooCommerce as well as WordPress as well as Wix. So if...
What about Shopify? What about Weebly? There's some others that are being left out. Let's talk about it.
Well, Shopify, I will honestly say that it has been a challenge because Shopify no longer allow a third party to do the integration. So what we try to do is we try to convert the Shopify existing site and transfer that over to the SAG platform.
Okay.
So what it will do is it will actually clone your existing Shopify site, but the backend would be the SAG platform. Okay. And in that platform, you will be able to integrate with Scotiabank, SunCash, and all other Bahamian banks except for Commonwealth Bank.
Okay. So here's another question. So it says, Dazzy, this sounds great and all, but you did not mention the fees for the cost of this platform. I remember looking into something similar a few years ago, and the cost was very prohibitive. It was close to $5,000.
No, well, we have cut that tremendously. So
Could you give us a ballpark? It doesn't have to be specific, because obviously the reason why I don't like to get into pricing is because you don't know what integration they necessarily need. And sometimes, you know, persons will need something custom. And I know from being in marketing, they won't say that. And they will say, but you said such and such is the price. But just for the typical, you know, someone who just has, you know, maybe one website selling a few products, it's nothing extraordinary. What sort of threshold, like under 500, under 1,000, under 1,500, what sort of solution price bracket could they find themselves in?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we offer two solutions. One being the turnkey, which is a cookie cutter solution that fit that small product or service that they're offering.
Kind of like a CMS.
Right.
Right.
Or you have the customized solution, which require a feasibility study or assessment to provide the actual estimate on. Those type of solutions would be much higher. But the turnkey solution would be like $774. It's a fraction of $5,000.
That's very reasonable. Yeah. Because if you look at what it costs to set up the LLC, which is what Stripe pushes you to do now.
Right.
Set up the LLC, register in Delaware, you know, do this, do that. And then you have to get a point of attorney. You know, it's just so many layers and steps, and it's expensive. It adds up.
Right.
So 700 and some is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we provide small businesses the platform that meets the PCI requirements, that meets the bank prerequisites in terms of security layers. And we provide a pre-configuration with Scotiabank, with SunCash, with RBC, with Fidelity, and soon to be with Mobile Assist.
All right, that's good stuff. So I have a question here. So this one says, what settlement is your ATM located in Andres?
I believe it's located in the northern side of Andres.
Yeah, Andres is huge.
Yes.
I did not have an appreciation until I made a trip, I remember one. And it was a very quick trip, but the road, it was just endless. You know, it just went on forever. So, yeah, that's an important question. So I guess you can go ahead and confirm. Texter, he's going to confirm for you very shortly. Go ahead and text in your questions, 242-422-4796, 242-422-4796. I just want to take the time to say that one of the reasons why I thought this particular conversation was going to be very important is because for whatever reason, not everyone is going to move beyond this rock, right? And a lot of cases, even though we've been getting like a tremendous feedback on the interviews, some of you have texted me and said, listen, I'm not going to leave. You know, I love the Bahamas. It's my home. But how do we take advantage of the global economy while still remaining here? And so that's why I decided to have this conversation today, because, you know, it's an important consideration. I see the Bahamas is on the list for digital nomads, which tickled me because, I mean, I don't know, everyone got their business license renewed yet, I don't know, right? But we can aspire, right? We can aspire to these things. But one of the things that digital nomads look at is, you know, the strength of your infrastructure, you know, the ease of doing business. Even though they're doing business externally, right, they still want to be in a climate where certain things are just efficient. Even if it's just as simple as I met some tourists the other day having difficulty using the ATM. So even if it's just, you know, something like that, trying to receive a wire, they still want a country that functions well as it relates to business. And because a lot of the digital nomads will come from the West, from the U.S., they're used to a very seamless, I can tell you, they're used to taking a photo and the check is deposited, okay?
That's correct.
They're used to, you know, Sunday banking. They're used to a lot of different things. So when we look at attracting the best and the brightest, when we look at, you know, mitigating the actual brain drain that we're having, we have to look at these things. And to do anything else other than look at these things, you know, it's really a fallacy on our part, because that is the reason why people are leaving. You know, they want efficiency, they want growth, and if they're not going to find that here, it's going to be a problem. Not everyone is going to be able to tap into the Bahamian economy. And when I say that, you know, the economy is only so big, we only have so much of a population, and a lot of it turns into cannibalizations, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
So in order to fix a lot of the issues we have with our GDP, we need new money into the country. I know this country don't like to let you send the money out. You know, it is what it is. Do not text me. I know what I'm saying. I take nothing back. You know, but it can be difficult. It could also be difficult getting money into the country as well. Certain amounts,
yeah.
So I want to ask you about that. Now, with PayPal, and I know this by personal experience, if you have a certain amount that comes in, PayPal says, hey, listen, let's pause. Let's have a look at this. This is too much money. We're going to have a look. Do you have, and I don't want to get too deep into any sort of KYC or anything like that, but how easy is it to get disputes like that resolved? Because with PayPal, you know, you call and, you know, there's a messaging system and then, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And in fact, PayPal removed the Bahamas off their list. I remember when that happened a couple years ago in terms of providing support for us. They don't want to hear from us. Like the lady told me, she said, well, you will notice the flag has been removed. You know, she said that point blank. So is there support? Because what if, you know, what if the Bahamian office is closed? Like, what? How do we get support for these things?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. You know, SAG have a 24/7 call center that comprises of over 26 staff.
24/7. So if at 3 a.m. I'm having a payment issue, I can call, somebody will pick up.
Someone will always pick up.
Okay.
And what we do now, which we recently launched, was an initiative in the LATAM community that support
in
Spanish.
The LATAM, right?
Right.
Latin Spanish, America.
Right.
Okay.
So it supports the Spanish-speaking community.
Right.
So we have that also 24/7. And the call center, basically, we have persons based in Australia.
Australia?
Florida.
Okay.
A few people here in the Bahamas.
To cover the time zones.
To cover the
Makes
time zones.
Zones. Makes sense. I like it.
All right. So going back to your question with the ATMs for Andres, we have them deployed in Nicholstown. And Fresh Creek.
Fresh Creek. Okay. Right. All right. So I hope Texter, you're listening and that answers your question. So I have another question here. So this is, we have a few check-ins. So what I try to do every week is that I like people to say where they're listening from, just to see where our audience is located. So I have a couple check-ins here. We got a check-in from Bacardi Road. Hello. Thanks for listening so much. We've got a check-in from Manhattan. This has to be the same listener every week. We have a check-in from Washington, D.C. We've got Maryland listening. We've got Miami. We've got Port Canaveral listening. Thank you so much. We've got Tampa listening. And I don't know what this last one is. Could you please text back? That came back ineligible. I can't read it. So go ahead and text in 242-422-4796. 242-422-4796. We're having a financial conversation tonight. And the reason why this is important, I don't know if I have to explain why this is important, but it is important because if you are not going to leave the Bahamas and you want to live here, but not necessarily directly participate in the economy, if you see, you know, influencers online making money, selling courses, doing different things like that, and you wish to participate, it is now possible. You're not locked out. What about, and I these websites are now coming to mind. What about integrations in like teachable.com?
Yeah.
What about Possible?
Yes. We actually did something with Dr. Gilbert Morris.
Yes. Shout out to him.
Yes.
Good man.
Very good man. You know, he's known for conducting his lectures and everything else. So what we did was put him on an online platform and persons will pay in advance for his Zoom lecture.
Okay.
All right. So...
So is that on your platform or is he directly integrated through Teachable?
No, that is on SAG
platform. SAG platform. Right. Okay. So if there is, because you know, the knowledge economy obviously is huge. So that setup is seamless. They can host their videos. They can have their classes.
Right. So
et cetera.
So we have like an e-store solution. We have it also set up for the arbitration council for the Bahamas. That actually provides training and course for the different arbitrations. So we actually provide that existing. We actually provide that on our platform currently.
Currently, okay. There's also Kajabi. There's also.
Boy, that's you just finding all these platforms.
Yeah, there's tons of them, right?
Right.
And let me tell you a funny story. So the Teachable.com, I actually remember when the founder launched it. It was called Use Fedora. Mm. I don't know if anyone remembers this. And the guy's name is Anka Nepal. He's a Indian guy. He moved to the US. He started this platform. And back then, Use Fedora was like, you know, in the really rudimentary stages. And I remember people not even understanding what it is that he was doing. to see it blossom into Teachable, to see what you were doing in 2019 blossom into what's happening now, being compounded by time, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Because, again, a lot of times, you know, you have to have the vision ahead of what people may see. And that's why that's important. So I'm getting some text here. So someone says, what about payments on Amazon KDP?
Well, we have... The reason why I call it Sebastian Alliance Group, because we are aligned with many other partnerships.
It's a group. And you know, whenever you say your name, not that anyone has that name trademarked, right? But I had two texts and I was like, Reed Bahamas, please look at the profile. Because I got a message and they were like, he just in everything. And I was like, no, this is mistaken identity, right? We're live streaming and you can have a look at it. It's not the same person. So Sebastian Alliance Group. That's so the Amazon KDP, do you have partnerships that will allow them to get payments there?
Yes, we do. We have a seamless integration with SAG platform. So if you want to expand your product, your Bahamian product base on Amazon, you can seamlessly do so through the SAG platform. And what it does, it creates a channel on Amazon to allow you to sell your products on the Amazon platform. So you increase your demographic reach.
So I'm just realizing something. There's another show that I need to have. I don't know how I'm going to convince this gentleman to get in the studio. I'm going to have to really try. But there is a step aside from the digital products, integrating the physical product exporting. There is a company here that actually has that solution where they do the exporting from the Bahamas of the Bahamian physical product into the U.S. seamlessly, where you can get it on the Target shelves, you can get it on Amazon, you can get it in Amazon. You know, they can assist with getting all of the paperwork done for, you know, they have a lot of different restrictions, rules, and guidelines, right? So there's another piece. I need to probably do an introduction between you both, because that's the missing link for a lot of persons. Because doing it the traditional way now,
awesome.
Yeah, it's very prohibitive, but you can actually, you know, package your products, send it to a warehouse in the U.S. and have them distribute it the same way, or send it directly to Amazon, depending on what the product is. And to be able to do that from everything from seafood to raw material, you know, just the whole nine. So that is definitely going to be another conversation. I'm gonna try to make that happen, because I think that is definitely the missing link. So here's another question. So this says, please provide the full name and URL of SAG.
The full name is Sebastian Alliance Group. It's a LLC, which is based on which is based in Florida. That is the headquarters. And then we incorporate here as well. Now, the URL would be Sebas, SebasAllience.
All right. So text, I hope you got that. So please go ahead and continue to send in your questions. 242-422-4796, 242-422-4796. So here's another question that came in. So it said, ask your guest if he has any regrets being here. It sounds as if he lived in the U.S. at one point. The people like to get personal. I'm so sorry. I just read what they send. At least they're not asking you about your love life, which is the problem I usually have with most of them, with my guests, right? Because we do an interview with people all over the world, and they're texting, and they're like, Dazzy, ask them about the dating apps, right?
So this is
a mild question, right? So do you regret it? Let's have an honest conversation. There's only us in the studio here. Let's pretend nobody's listening.
Well, you know, I mean, I like Frank Sinatra says.
Oh, Lord, you quote on me. Go ahead.
I live with few regrets.
There you go. I like that. Yeah.
However, you know, Bahamas, there are challenges.
Absolutely.
You know, and there sometimes you have to be a bit tenacious and you have to be a bit aggressive to get what you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the environment doesn't, let me say this in the...
No. Be very honest. We know what it is. This is a honesty conversation. It is, yeah.
The environment doesn't stimulate new growth.
Yes. Right? This is true. It is true.
It is what it is.
It's true.
And therefore, sometimes you have to be disruptive.
Absolutely.
In order to capture the market, to be able to identify the demand and be able to fulfill the demand, because it goes back to the basic economics, you know, supply meets demand.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what I've been doing
Absolutely. No, and you've been doing a great job. So I want to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And on the other side, we're going to get deeper into the conversation. Please go ahead and send your questions 242-422-4796. 242-422-4796. I see a couple of your messages popping up on Facebook. Please text them instead, because it makes it very difficult to kind of read those. So please go ahead and text instead. But stick and stay. You're listening to Beyond the Rock. And tonight we're having a conversation about finance beyond the rock, even if you're living in the Bahamas. My host, Sebastian Curry, is here, and my guest is here in studio. And we're doing a deep dive. So please stick and stay. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for an efficient, reliable, and affordable cargo service? Here's your answer. PCL Imports. They offer air cargo service with daily flights and ocean cargo service three times per week. PCL Imports provides pickup and delivery service from anywhere in Florida, even from your hotel. New clients, first pickup up to one pallet is free. PCL Imports also provides custom brokerage and clearance service. There's no membership, annual fees, or contracts. They can also provide you with a free U.S. address. Call PCL Imports, located number 42 Pyfrom Road, 394-1005, or visit PCLimports.com.
Sebastian Alliance Group, SAG, where we empower small businesses to succeed, where we make the impossible possible, with our e-commerce is possible, no more brick and mortar, get digital. SAG is right here for you. U.S., Canada, Bahamas. You can build a website for your products. Accepting credit cards and digital payments. We make it easy to process, it's seamless. Sebastian Alliance Group, SAG. Where we empower small businesses to succeed.
You can find it all at Builders Mall. From cement, lumber, block, plumbing, and electrical, to paint, lights, vanities, and tiles. Not to mention all the tools you could possibly need to get the job done. Say for starting a major project, adding the finishing touches, or just doing some repair or rental work around the house. FYP, the Paint Center, and Tile King can help. Stop by or call 601-8453. Located 69 Wolf Road, Nassau. You can find it all at Builders Mall. Building, painting, and tiling, the Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We are back. You are listening to Beyond the Rock. I'm your host, Dazzy. And today we are having a conversation about finance. Because, you know, every week I try to bring you conversations about what Bahamians are doing beyond the rock, their successes, you know, how they're adjusting, the amazing things that they're doing. And I thought it was prudent and wise to also have a conversation about if you are in the Bahamas, but you want to make your money beyond the rock, right? How would you go about doing it? Because I know a lot of the existing systems just do not work here. And I've tried everything. I was one of those who got like the card from Payoneer back in the day, right? I tried stitching everything, you know, the PayPal. I have the PayPal card actually sitting in my wallet and it does not work. I can confirm. I tried Stripe. Stripe shut me down. They were like, you know, your IP is showing up from here. Please do an LLC. You know, it's just so much stress. If you are entrepreneurially minded and you do not necessarily want to participate in this economy in a direct way and you want to go ahead and use it, you know, what do you do?
Yes.
What do you do? See, I got the proof right there. What do you do? Right? What do you do? And so not everybody is going to obviously open a U.S. account. So that's not what we're advocating. Please don't send me any emails. This is not what we're talking about in this show. Not trying to get into any trouble.
Wow.
But you have to have other solutions. Right? If you want to make some progress. And so today's show is about that. And if you're a digital nomad and you want to come to the Bahamas, this is an important conversation for you to listen to as well. Or if you live abroad, you're participating in the economy, but you want to know how that's going to be affected here, then this is an important conversation to have. So let me read this text that came in. So this says, "Hi, Dazzy. Just wondering, how do we get traffic if we are in the Bahamas? Because I noticed that most of my content is not shown to the U.S. market." Okay, so this is not technically what we're talking about tonight, but I can't speak on it. So there's a couple ways to go around it. You either need a U.S. SIM card to put in your phone, and it's going to show to the U.S. audience, but you can't have an existing TikTok account already. You have to get the U.S. SIM card, put it in your phone, and start the TikTok account with the U.S. SIM, and you're just going to use like Wi-Fi or data. So that's one way to do it. The second way to do it is to actually try to turn your location off by using a VPN, and use a VPN to go ahead and kind of trick the algorithm that you are not in the Bahamas. Now, this is 50-50 because what is going to happen is the minute you connect to a local Wi-Fi, the jig is going to be up. So like with the US SIM, I recommend using, you know, whatever their data plan is as much as possible, and only really using Wi-Fi if you're physically in the US, which you need to be careful of that as well, because there's also immigration implications for that. So I don't recommend, you know, obviously going over there to work unless you're, you know, getting an O visa or an I visa or something else that will support that, which is another show that people want me to have, right? So I'll see for that one, right? We give that one a minute, but we will definitely get to it. So here's another question. My family is saying that they don't have a SunCash account, so it's not being used a lot. Do I have to have a SunCash account to use this facility? And they're talking about the ATM.
Oh, yes. Yes, you do. That is
how easy is it to do it?
That's one of the main prerequisites.
Okay.
And the SunCash merchant account is free. So just quickly, just go online and sign up and put in your details. And normally it would take 2 or 3 business days to go through the compliance. And once approved, then you're active.
Yeah, and it's a super easy process. I'm not just saying that. If you actually go to the SunCash website, I have it pulled up now. On the first page, it has a personal link, and then at the top it says for business, for charity. You just click on it, right? And it takes you through the little application process with the personal link. It's super easy. There's literally no excuse. It's not a confusing website. It's very easy to navigate. Kudos to the team. But this is easy. You see, they're getting free. They're getting all kind of free promotion.
Free.
SunCash, sending y'all a bill. That's all I want you to know. So let's get back into the conversation a little deeper. So we're talking about the payment solutions. We're talking about the ATMs.
Mm-hmm.
What about if someone is a startup? They're at the ground floor. They have not yet put all these things into place. Half of what we're talking about still sounds like Chinese. Do you actually have the capability to start them from scratch? The only thing they have is an idea. They want to sell this online. Do you have a solution for them? Can you actually walk them through this entire process?
Absolutely. We offer a concierge service that really facilitates businesses, new business or existing business, for renewing their business license or obtaining a business license. Once that has been met, we have a great relationship with the various banks, specifically Scotiabank, RBC, CIBC, that can help extradite your application. And once that has been met and open, we can do the integration for you to accept online payments.
That is a wonderful thing, because I went by a certain bank and my appointment is not until the 28th of March, although there's no way it could be that far, right? Someone has to cancel. I'm just going to show up there and sit there one day and see if someone doesn't show up. But they had a stack of, it wasn't all KYC. It was just so much information. So using a concierge would be supremely helpful to somebody who wants to navigate that process, because not everybody, you know, has the patience, right, to do their due diligence. So that's definitely a valuable service. Please go ahead and send in your text, 242-422-4796. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Beyond the Rock. I'm your host, Dazzy. And tonight we're having a conversation about finance with Sebastian Curry from SAG. And what we're talking about is e-commerce, you know, payment solutions, integrations. If you are a freelancer, if you are a creator, if you are an influencer, Oh, we don't use the term influence anymore. Sorry. If you are creative, right? This is a conversation you're going to want to be a part of, because it is going to make it super easy for you to actually get your money straight to the ATM without you having to, you know, beg so much other companies. And some of those companies in the US, if you do not have a physical presence, they will not even open a merchant account for you. They will not offer you any payment solutions, and you cannot use like a freight forwarder, right? They will shut that down. And ask me absolutely. How I know, right? Ask me how I know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Ask me how I know. So I actually met Sebastian years ago through a mutual friend of ours, right? And this was back in, I think, 2018, maybe 2017.
Your memory is better than mine.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
No, because he has not been here for years. And I remember, and this is from an outsider looking in, I remember explaining, you know, our banking system and these are the challenges. And this gentleman was not convinced, right? He was like, you know, Dazzy, that sounds like hysteria. I'm sure it's not that bad. I took him to a particular bank along with someone else for them to actually open an account. 4 hours later, he looks at me and he says, the system is broken, right? And so that's how you actually became introduced into the conversation,
right?
Because he was appalled. You know, and these are things that we have to confront. You know, a lot of times we try to pretend that we are in a silo in the Bahamas and nothing affects us. And I'm like, no, if we want to attract the best and the brightest around the world, because we don't actually do any sort of targeted immigration that's trying to grow our economy. Most of our strategies from immigration is just defense mode, right? We're looking at, you know, stopping the borders and repatriation. And, you know, it's a very limited mindset because there's so many... You know, people are assets, and if we could actually attract them into the country, it helps a lot with our development. And it also helps if our successive governments, I'm not talking about any particular government, so do not text me, will be open when foreigners want to bring projects here that are free, right? And you tell the people, oh, we don't want free because, you know, we can't get Greece from the free. Stop doing that. And people know about it because they talk about it. They talk about it online. You know, we are in the economy now where people, we can Google things and read what they say about us.
Yes, we live in an information.
Yeah,
age.
So, and I'm saying that not from to bash any one particular government, because they're all guilty of it. And I always say that, you know, the government is not separate from us. The government, you know, did not come out of the sky from an alien spacecraft. They are us and we are them. So we have to look at what our motto is, and we have to really embody that. You know, everybody has to seek to see how they can contribute to the country in a meaningful way, and not everything is just about what you can get directly. Obviously that matters, but if we were more honest in recognizing that we have capitalistic pursuits, we would not be as fake with our altruism and then trying to collect on the back end. We gotta mature beyond that. Please stop it. Right? We can as a nation, how are we going to grow if we keep this posture? And you're not fooling anyone, right? So I want everyone listening collectively for us to just look at things from the perspective of nation building. And obviously, the best way to build a nation is for you yourself to embody the representation of what you want to see. There's a quote that I posted today on Facebook, and I posted it because I don't know where I saw it. I was on YouTube watching something, and the post says, let me see if I can get this to pull up, because this Facebook looks like it does not want to do this. But it says, you're everyone you hate, and it's ruining your life. That is the quote.
Wow.
And a couple of people messaged me, told me to take it down. No, I'm not taking it down. Because at the end of the day, everything is a mirror, right? So if we want things to change, complaining about it, and I know it's popular, that's what talk radio is. You know, that's what we do, right? We talk about the solutions. Sometimes things are adopted, sometimes they're not. But you're everyone you hate, and it's ruining your life. And so if we look at that quote as it applies to being here, everything we hate about the government, some element of that exists within us. So if we feel that, because we see the world not as it is, but as we are, right? So if we feel like, you know, oh, they teeth it, right? When you're coming in through customs, and you turning your jockey inside out and putting it on the top so the poor customs people cannot look through your stuff. And don't laugh. I've seen this happen. And I'm like, sir, this tablecloth, like, this is inappropriate, right? They do it. And he was like, sweetie, you know, it ain't my fault that you don't know what you're doing. You know, and he looked down on me, right? He was like, look at you with your declarations. This is dumb, right? But again, you know, when you see, you have to run under Caesar with the Caesars. So when you see the real property tax, people come in. And there's so many places that are in arrears. We have to start somewhere. And the only way we're going to put order into this country is if we ourselves are personally accountable, even if it's painful.
Right.
We have to do it.
That's true.
Right? So you can't shirk and then expect the government to be accountable. How's that going to work? We have to all do it. It's a collective effort.
Right.
We
must all do our part.
We must all do our part. And they do not change the trajectory of your life. They do not. No. I mean, they're supposed to help, but at the end of the day, we have our own individual personal responsibilities.
I agree.
That's just what it is. And so that's why I'm glad to have you back, because the last conversation we had on air was in 2019.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. So let me get to another question. So this person here says, hi, what is the turnaround time between trying to get integration done, payment, and for it to actually be up?
Well, I'm glad you asked. For the turnkey solution, it would be 48 hours.
48 hours. So,
right, 48 hours.
They start on Tuesday, money in account Friday.
Right. So
at the ATM Saturday.
Pretty much it.
All right. Good stuff.
Pretty much it. Because the process is pretty simple and straightforward. Once you make the payment, we provide you with the platform. It's pre-integrated with either the SunCash or Scotiabank or whatever bank preference you prefer. And therefore, you can start collecting money while you sleep. And that's the main objective for e-commerce. Because a lot of times you hear about the American dream, but you don't never hear about the Bohemian dream.
What is the Bohemian dream? Because whenever I ask that question, people get upset. What is the Bohemian dream?
You know, because I would think the Bohemian dream is to empower one another and empower themselves.
Hold on.
What?
Mr. Curry. Whose Bohemian dream is that? Is that your Bohemian dream?
That's part of my Bohemian
dream. Your Bohemian dream, right? Because right. I don't think the collective, I'm not sure.
No.
And please text in, what does the Bohemian dream mean to you? 242-422-4796. The Bohemian dream to me is consistent electricity. Without depending on a generator. I am a woman of simple taste.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
So my view on that is...
Right.
Because Bahamas have been on two industries.
Yes.
That was mostly tourism and banking.
Right.
And I think we now have evolved from the type of servitude industry.
Type of servitude.
Yes.
Go ahead. Yes, it is what it is. No, I was on another show, and yes,
you're industry,
correct. Right?
To being empowered and to have some type of ownership. I would like to see people in Andres that have their farmers market and they're exporting to various countries. I would like to see people in the Lutra expanding on their hotel resort. I would like to see people in Nagua showcasing their wildlife. You know, I would like to see these things.
Correct.
You know, and those are empowerment.
Absolutely.
And with that, it doesn't restrict Bahamian people to look for that same
and the local economy.
Economy.
Right.
You know, so you get in that new fresh money from international markets.
Right.
That therefore will actually impact the local GDP here.
Right.
And with the transparency of SAG, you can actually see the income that's coming in and can actually be taxed, because SAG already have a built-in VAT management.
Really?
Right. So as soon as you purchase the item, the VAT is automatically calculated.
Wow.
You know, so inland revenue do not have to go looking out or
have to shake
pay,
you down, right?
But don't have to shake you down or put a new tax on the Bahamian people, because
accountability.
Because the accountability is there, and one, the income that's being taxed is not coming from the local market, but it's coming from the international market.
You increase it. Is it you fixing the budget right there? Right, fixing the GDP. You're fixing it. Right? One Bahamian at a time. I believe in that. Because when we look at what our country's debt is, I mean, it's devastating. But there's people who have individual net worths more than what are, like, are we being for real right now, right? You know, sometimes I look at it and I'm like, perspective, right?
Right.
Exactly. You got people like could write a check and just wipe out the country's debt, just like that.
Just like
boom,
that.
Boom. Right?
Exactly.
And why can't that be a Bahamian?
Why can't it?
Not that they would do it.
Well, that's a... Because
I tell you one thing.
That's another show.
Right. But the capability is right. Important for it to be there.
Yeah, and we have the capability. And in addition to that, the SAG is integrated with the central bank digital currency, which is the sand dollar. So I know central bank is pushing the sand dollar for the various outlets like SuperValu and yes. other outreach. But they could actually do more. And with SAG on that arm, can actually help facilitate that to expose to the international market.
I love it. I love it. So here's a text that came in. So it says, hi, Dazzy. Great show. Very informative. Thank you so much. This is what we're here to do. Yeah, I mean, the other stuff is good too, but at the end of the day, these are important conversations because this is going to be the difference between Bahamians that are thriving and the other ones that are not, right? The more that we can do, the better, especially with this Gen Z. They don't like to work. They are very entrepreneurial minded. So here's a question. So this one says, hi, Dazzy, please ask your guests if there are any restrictions based on the type of business. Now, Texter, that is a very vague conversation. Obviously, it has to be legal.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're not doing dark web here. I don't know what this question is. Could you please follow up and let us know, particularly what kind of business that you're in? So when Sebastian people see it come through, they
flag.
Right. It's immediate flag on this account, right? We were waiting on you. No, but let us know what kind of business you're actually in. But again, it definitely has to be legal. That goes without saying. But what are your concerns? What is your genre of business? What is your niche? We need to know. And then he can go ahead and answer that specifically. So they texted back with a LOL. Well, there we have it. Right? To be legal.
Right.
To be legal.
Yes, indeed. I love my freedom.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Let me tell you. We sing as birds sing, right? Well, in the finance industry, you know, it has to be very transparent. I know we get a lot of flack in the international media about certain things, but for the most part, the Bahamas, you know, we try in terms of compliance. Like, we really do our best.
Yeah, we do our best. And we actually one of the Caribbean, within the Caribbean, that actually do comply outside of Cayman, who have been on the blacklist for many years.
Say that again, right? Because people think they're better. They're not. They don't even have an international airport. No shade. But they're not as good as us. I'm sorry.
No, but, you know, I also have friends that came in. So
They're
good people. I don't want them to reach out to me later, you know.
But, no, they can reach out. But I'm just saying, you know, in terms of dominance, we on top. It is what it is.
Right. But, you know, with that being said, it costs the rate of compliance.
Right.
To raise the rate of services, especially in the financial industry.
Yes.
You know, and that's sad because if you look at the U.S. And you do the comparison between the Bahamas and the U.S., the compliance isn't as rigid.
This is true. I don't want to touch... I would love to have a conversation further on that, but I don't want to touch that because that brings in certain contextual concerns.
Mm-hmm.
But you're absolutely correct. And it's a shame that sometimes we're framed in a particular way. But also, you know, I put blame on our financial services sector, not that they're not doing an amazing job, but a lot of times you have to communicate more with the press to actually let the press know, hey, this is what's happening. Because if we just wait on communicating when there's allegations made from abroad, you know, it doesn't kind of give us a fair leg or a platform to stand on to just constantly defend. We have to do offense. So I will implore them. I mean, I know y'all don't like to talk to us, but it's important to have these dialogues so that we can come out ahead. And I will tell you that the world listens to what is said on the airwaves. So it's very powerful that we control our own narrative, especially if you're in an industry that, you know, gets a particular type of reputation that sometimes is just completely undeserved. You know, talk more. Reach out to me. You want to talk. We can make these conversations happen because it's very important. So here's another text that came in. So it says, hi, Dazzy, please find out if there's an individual transaction fee or do I just pay up front and there are no fees per transaction? So I'm assuming they're talking e-commerce. Every time they sell a, you know, a pair of shoes, do you get 2 cents, 3 cents?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Yeah, so we normally charge a $54 subscription fee, or it could be a $29 monthly subscription fee, depending on the amount of products that you're actually offering.
Depending on your volume.
Right.
Okay.
And there is a 1% transaction fee.
That's very reasonable.
Yes, I would think so.
Because there are certain platforms, not going to call the name, but they are 3.5, 5.6, 7.2. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is very reasonable. In fact, it's almost too reasonable. Yes. So please do not fight it. Give the people their 1%. That is not a big deal. And don't look at their 1%. Look at what you're making, right?
Exactly.
And look at that. Because we have a tendency to do that, you know, yeah, as human beings. Let me tell you this story. So I remember I was working in this office, and we all decided we were going to put up and get a lottery ticket for this big mega whatever it was.
Right, right.
So the contributions weren't even. Somebody say, well, I could only put in, you know, this amount, I could only put in. So they started to have arguments already about splitting the winnings. They hadn't even bought the ticket yet.
Wow.
So I looked at them and I said, this is a ridiculous conversation. So while they were doing that, my supervisor at the time, I'm not going to call his name, but it rhymes with Todd Free. He went ahead and he purchased the ticket secretly. Mm-hmm. And then he looked at me and he said, if I win, ain't none of y'all get nothing, right? Because he was just so upset at the amount of disarray that just even the concept of this potential gain got. So I just want to take a very quick commercial break, and then we'll only have a few seconds left for some remarks. But you are listening to Beyond the Rock. I'm your host, Dazzy, and today we're having a conversation about finance. Sebastian Curry is in the office from SAG. Stick and stay. We will be right back.
Sebastian Alliance Group, SAG.
I went to high school with her.
Where we empower small businesses to succeed. Where we make the impossible possible. With our e-commerce is possible. No more brick and mortar, get digital. SAG is right here for you. U.S., Canada, Bahamas. You can build a website for your products. Accepting credit cards or digital payments. We make it easy to process it seamless. Sebastian Alliance Group, SAG. Where we empower small businesses to succeed.
You can find it all at Builders Mall. From cement, lumber, block, plumbing, and electrical, to paint, lights, vanities, and tiles. Not to mention all the tools you could possibly need to get the job done. Say for starting a major project, adding the finishing touches, or just doing some repair or rental work around the house. FYP, the Paint Center, and Tile King can't help. Stop by or call 601-8453. Located 69 Wolf Road, Nassau. You can find it all at Builders Mall. Building, painting, and tiling, the Bahamas.
Are you looking for an efficient, reliable, and affordable cargo service? Here's your answer. PCL Imports. They offer air cargo service with daily flights and ocean cargo service 3 times per week. PCL Imports provides pickup and delivery service from anywhere in Florida, even from your hotel. New clients, first pickup up to 1 pallet is free. PCL Imports also provides custom brokerage and clearance service. There's no membership, annual fees, or contracts. They can also provide you with a free U.S. address. Call PCL Imports, located number 42 Pfeiffer Road, 394-1005, or visit PCLimports.com.
And we are back. You are listening to Beyond the Rock. I'm your host, Dazzy, and tonight we are having an amazing conversation. The conversation is just about over, right? But if you tuned in, I hope you really got some value from it. I see that a couple of you are still sending your messages. I'm going to forward them on to Sebastian. But to be honest, one or two of these you could actually get from reading the website. Just one more time, give our listening audience the website address so they could go ahead and get some more information.
Okay. Yeah, the website is Sebas Alliance. That would be S-E-B-A-S Alliance, A-L-L-I-A-N-C-E.com.
All right. And there you have it. And that is Sebastian Curry in office. And you know, today in studio, it's a conversation that its time has come, right? And I look forward to having another one again at some point. But if you're listening to the show and you do not have the ability to go abroad, or you have family concerns that keep you in the Bahamas, that does not mean financially you are limited by the local economy. There are hacks that you can do. I talked about putting the US SIM in the phone. There's so many hacks like that where you can still participate and be a part of the economy. There's even ways that you could block the IP of every Bahamian if you're too embarrassed and you don't want them to see your content, right? So there's things that you could do. Go ahead, be a part of the global economy, because at the end of the day, you know, not everyone is going to be able to participate locally. You may not want to open a store. You may not want to sell clothes or offer services into the market, and that is okay. Go ahead, use your talent. You could participate in other industries, and you can still go ahead and get your money from beyond the rock onto the rock. And definitely Sebastian Alliance is a part of that solution. So I want to thank you so much again for being here. This conversation has long been overdue, from 2019 to now. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank
and
you,
look Darcy. Forward to having another one.
Thank you, Darcy. It has been great. You always bring the best out of me.
Wonderful. Good to hear. All right. And that is our show. Thank everyone so much for texting and calling in and supporting the show. If you have any remarks, again, I can go ahead and forward them to Sebastian, and I'm sure he'll go ahead and reach out. So thank you so much. You're listening to Beyond the Rock. I'm your host, Dazzy. And guess what? Next week, I'm not going to tease this show because I don't have a firm commitment, but you're not going to want to miss this, because this is in a completely different genre. And you're definitely going to want to tune into this conversation. So next week, same time, same place, tune in. Thank you so much.